Emergency Solutions.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of the show. Left to right and those gray areas in between. I don't care what label you wear or if you even have one. You got an opinion and it's worth something, throw in your two cents during this conversation here throughout the night. And boy, there's a lot to jump to, including 10 alleged Russian secret agents were actually picked up in the U.S. Does this shock anyone? Remember that movie with Kevin Costner? I guess they had it right. I'm not surprised by this. It goes back to the assimilation thing, and that's what you do when you spy. A tropical storm could become a hurricane, but either way, it looks like it might disrupt the oil spill cleanup. That's bad news in the Gulf of Mexico, day 71. Meanwhile, the Supreme Court with a huge decision that could have rippling effects across these United States. The Supreme Court has ruled unconstitutional Chicago's 28-year-old's very strict ban on handgun ownership. So what will happen as far as state gun control is concerned? There could be a big change coming in a lot of states. However, there will be ordinances and blocks thrown up, I think, to try to stop that. And Mayor Daley is one of the first people to actually talk about it. And you look at Chicago and how blood is just running through the streets, no joke, on the south side of that city. It's got to be tough to live there if you're a family and you feel like you have no way to get out, but you also have no way to protect yourself in a very scary situation. You're disarmed and very, very vulnerable, to say the least. In the meantime, it's all about Elena Kagan. Well, she'll be the next justice on the Supreme Court. She's pledging impartiality and restraint as a justice. Here, in her own words, is Ms. Kagan.
If given this honor, I hope I will approach each case with his trademark care and consideration. I will listen hard to every party before the court and to each of my colleagues. I will do my best to consider every case impartially, modestly, with commitment to principle, and in accordance with law.
So you heard what she had to say. That's the setup. And then it's up to the senators to decide to confirm or throw out her nomination. It's looking like she'll get the traditional grilling, but she'll probably sail through the process. It's another liberal. She'd be another liberal on the bench, but that's just replacing someone who's retiring, and the slant is still more in the conservative bent, but that would mean 5-4. You keep seeing 5-4, which was what the number was in the gun situation, thanks to the case from Chicago. If Kagan had been on the court, she wouldn't have ruled that way. So as of now, nothing really changes with the Supreme Court if she is confirmed, and that is always an if. Maybe something else comes up. It's happened before somewhere. It looks pretty smooth, and then there's a stumbling block. But so far, it doesn't seem like there are any obstacles in the way of Kagan. So she's saying the right things on the setup day, but we'll see what it's like the next couple of days. And the big take on Kagan is, well, if you don't like the liberal slant, you're not going to like Kagan. And is she really going to be impartial? That's that old thing about, can you bring your personal feelings, can you take your personal feelings out of it? And the answer is no. That's why we say, oh, it's still of a conservative slant. And then here's the more liberal point of view coming back in. There wouldn't be those labels if that wasn't the way the justices pretty much went, because they have certain beliefs that they do bring to the bench. So breaking weeks of public silence since the president nominated her to be the fourth woman in the court's history, She called the Supreme Court a wondrous institution. She threw that in there, too. And she says she's a consensus builder for the ideologically polarized court, and that she would strive to emulate, you heard that a little bit there, retiring Justice John Paul Stevens. That's the man who she's chosen to succeed. So we'll see. The 50-year-old Solicitor General would be the youngest. She's a former Harvard Law School dean, and she appears to be on track for the confirmation. The court would start a new term in October. They're done. As of today, the court is done. They start back up in October. So there is partisan divide over the court. We know that. But I believe that it's going to happen. It's like Senator Patrick Leahy is dancing in the aisles over this, says that Kagan's views are well within the legal mainstream. And then Senator Jeff Sessions from Alabama, the top Republican on the panel, says that her career has been consumed more by politics than law. So what happens when you weren't necessarily expecting to be nominated for this position? Although, by all accounts, Kagan was another person who thought she would be Supreme Court Justice. So maybe she was expecting it. But she's been cramming in private rehearsals to go over what some of the questions would be by the senators, adversarial and friendly ones. She's going to field a lot of different queries on a variety of legal issues, as well as some of the things that happened when she was at Harvard, including barring military recruiters from campus career days and offices because of the Pentagon's ban on gay soldiers. So that'll be something that'll come up. But there's not much because there's no paper to trip her on. It's got to be other things that will come up during the rest of the week. Let's just say that. And Stevens, if you remember, was a frequent dissenter in a lot of those 5-4 rulings that were handed down by the court under Roberts anyway. And now that's probably what you would see from Kagan, too. So when they say there's no bent to the court, I think that's ridiculous. Impartiality, do you really think? I know it's supposed to be by the letter of the law, but do we really think that? Why would we be saying somebody goes more in a conservative direction or in a liberal direction? We're going to go in a different direction because this story is unbelievable and much more interesting than the Kagan flap, although the Kagan deal is important and has to be paid attention to. The FBI arrested 10 people who supposedly spied for Russia for a decade. So they were assimilating. They were civilians. They were infiltrating what we would call policymaking circles. You know what they were doing? They were learning about weapons and diplomatic strategy and what was going on politically, whatever the developments were. There was a guy who was accused of delivering money to the agents, and he would be the 11th guy, and he's missing in action. So how did they successfully do that for a long-term period? These are called deep cover spies. There were 4 couples living in the suburbs of New York, Washington, and Boston. One woman was a reporter and editor for a Spanish language newspaper in New York. Oh, that's crazy. Like, they knew what they were doing. How'd they get caught? We're going to talk about it on the flip side.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if is now. For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com. GCN.com or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House Foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to ReadyMadeResources.com. Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Just to re-rack the big story, the water cooler buzz, the conversation, and there's no black and white on this one, is the Supreme Court striking down the Chicago handgun ban and extending gun rights nationwide. In California, they're getting ready for challenges, doing the same thing in Illinois. It's interesting because over the weekend, at least 29 were shot in Chicago. So the gun ban, how's that working out for them? What do you think? I'm going to say not too well. And then there's no way for these people to defend themselves when they're caught in the middle of it or they're the victims of some sort of a breakdown. So this is going to be the conversation. Who's challenging? What's going on? That's why it's a win for gun owners. The day that guns are denied is the day that chaos, truly, I'm serious, will ensue. A lot of you call and you got the doomsday scenario floating around in your head and you're thinking if this and this and this and this, but I'll tell you, you want to look to the one, we talk about big government versus small government and some of the things that have happened, healthcare and what's going to happen with financial reform and what about cap and tax, I mean trade, but really it's the guns. If it was banned across the board, you can bet there would be hell to pay across this country. Ask the people in Illinois just how great that worked for them, and they're going to tell you it didn't do anything to stymie the violence that has only escalated in that city. We were talking about the spies and how fascinating is this. So the first thing your head goes to from all the spy movies that you've seen is, well, what? How are they exchanging the information and what, how could they be for a decade underneath the wire living among us? Well, the answer is the grit of what they do. The alleged agents used invisible ink. They stayed in touch with Moscow through coded bursts of information sent by a radio transmitter. They used brush encounters to pass messages in public. So they did that, the telltale signs. They had cryptid data and public images. They relied on fake identities and false travel documents for the most part. So it's interesting. They were a little bit old school and new stuff, because the laptop computers and then the drops in some of the remote areas, not too many of those, the high-speed burst radio transmission, the hollowed-out nickels, just crazy. And this is a huge deal. Can you think of any time? I can't think of any time where something so publicly was announced where the FBI, how they caught up with these guys is they intercepted a message from Moscow Center, which is the headquarters of Russia's intelligence service, to two of the people that were picked up, describing their main mission as to search, ready for this, is what the Russians wanted to do to us, to search and develop ties in what I said at the top, policy-making circles in the U.S. So all kinds of topics is what they were looking for. They had to learn about this and what was going on in the U.S., nuclear weapons, U.S. arms control, Iran, White House rumors. Oh, that'd be easy. CIA leadership turnover, presidential election, Congress, and the political parties. Basically, know everything that you can about the United States of America and pass it back on to Moscow. It's so Cold War-ish. It's crazy, you know, to think of it. And boy, the timing of these arrests, when you have Obama and Medvedev to kind of warm or thaw those U.S.-Russian relationships. They met at the White House after Medvedev visited a bunch of firms in Silicon Valley, and both of them were at the G8 and the G20 meetings in Canada. So the Russian relationship is a top priority in this White House. They've talked about it before, and now you bust up these 10 guys and women, and one person is missing in this. Whew. And even one of the messages that they intercepted, pretty much in a nutshell, said, have several work-related personal meetings with a man who's prominent in New York, a New York-based financier active in politics. Who do you think that is? There's a lot of people I can think of off the top of my head. So each of the 10 charged with conspiracy to act as an agent of a foreign government without notifying the U.S. Attorney General carries a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. 2 criminal complaints, part of the charges, were filed in a court in New York, and 9 of the people they picked up were charged with conspiracy to commit money laundering. That's 20 years in prison. But the defendants had been spying for years. I wonder what they learned. Oh, and the innocent lambs that they slaughtered along the way, meaning the people that had no clue that what patsies that were telling them things and they had gained the trust of. Man. Let's go to Mark, who's listening to us in New York. Mark, what a decision by the Supreme Court, huh?
Yeah, but actually, can I veer from that? I know you're going to fall out of your chair when I say that.
I'm shocked. I'm stunned.
You know, we talked a couple of months back about how Russians may be assisting the terrorists in Afghanistan, and you sort of poo-pooed the idea. But I'll just say this. I don't know the whole details of it, and they'll probably only let us know at their leisure, because sometimes arrests are made just to prove a point or to improve someone's career. But I would say, you know, I read Joseph Trento's book, The Secret History of the CIA. Ever since the OSS was started by Alan Dulles and Avril Harriman, whose name has come up, he was a former governor of New York. He was a communist, Avril Harriman, and he had a lot to say about policy when he had the official's ear in Washington back in the 40s. And the reason I bring all that up is the Russians have been cleaning our clock as far as spying on us since before the OSS. They are good at it, and they never stop.
That's right.
So I don't know if it has to do with our bringing our financial system down, looking for ways to take the power grid out. I wouldn't put anything past these people, because our two systems are still at war. although people like to think that the Cold War is over and capitalism and, you know, like the Chinese have a capitalist communist society, we're still at war. We still owe the rest of the world billions, trillions of dollars. So although I'm certainly circling around here and just trying to feel it out, I'm not surprised. And I think two of them were caught in Yonkers, which is about 10 miles, 15 miles from where I am.
Yes.
You know, the machinations of what, you know, what's behind it, it always comes back to an ideology, you know, us versus them. It's sad. It sounds simplistic, but sometimes a simplistic answer is the one you're looking for.
Right.
But they won't tell us, just as if there was a terrorist cell right underneath your basement. They won't let you know right away because you know it behooves them to keep it complicated. And at the same time, you know, the CIA filters information that comes to us, you know, through CNN and Fox and anybody else, because they want to keep the American people. You know, it's a good story for them. And I assume we'll get more information as the time comes out. But as far as that goes, and the gun case, my brother called me today, and he was, you know, we won. I said, Al, we didn't win anything. I said it was a 5-4 decision. It should have been more like a 7-2 or a 9-1. And elections have consequences, America. You have to understand that if, you know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's husband, he just passed away. She probably wants out. There's a couple other justices that are very old. If Kagan gets in, Obama wants to put in Cass Sunstein. He'd make Kagan look like George W. Bush. Well, not George Bush. Exactly. I'm telling you, America.
Yeah.
And the big city mayors like Daley, they're gonna dabble. They're gonna make the restrictive, you know, so the gun restriction goes away. It'll take two, five, 10 years.
You're right.
Right. So and it's possible that, you know, with justices go the other way, they could rescind the right. It's not unheard of. And if your guns are registered, they can come take them. But the big city mayors like Bloomberg and Daley, people like Obama and Kagan, they do not believe in your right to self-defense. That's why, in addition to this case, it's so important. Kagan should not be. Now, they're saying the Republicans don't have the guts to go against a woman. I don't give a damn if she's a. You can't have this type of Marxist on the court, because they will take away not only your Second Amendment but your First Amendment, and we'll be headed towards a prison country. But let me say this before we go to break. This is for every middle-aged white guy NRA member out there who's into his guns and ammo and shooting and all that stuff. If you can't move to Alaska, Vermont, Arizona, this is what you do. Take a black woman or an Hispanic woman. Let them learn how to shoot. Look at the demographics, especially Latino women. Teach them how to shoot, and the Second Amendment will always be strong. Thanks, Kate.
Oh, that was interesting. I'll comment a little bit more on what Mark said. Right now, the makeup of the court pretty much stays the same, but it's like what Tom in Texas was doing, looking forward as to what happens when the next one goes. Hang with us.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
And I think it really does make a difference.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
To be happy with the ruling from the Supreme Court, even though Tom and Mark both suggest and say, hey, listen, so what? Because ultimately the makeup of the court will change, and once it does, you can bet there's a great chance that that's it as far as guns are concerned. And I plainly will say this, and I've already said it, you have to be aware of this. I'm telling you, the day the right to own a gun is denied to the people who already possess that right, especially, then that's when chaos just ensues. It really, honestly. Talk to the people in Texas about that. Talk to the people who legally have firearms and see how they feel about it. But the bottom line is, for now, nobody else is retiring, and it's not on the horizon. Eventually, yes. But pending health problems and the next election, that's what you're hoping for, because we're already in 2010. So you're talking about 2 years that you're pitching forward. And this is why it's so important as to who's running in the next presidential election and who can beat Obama. Because then there is definite concerns there. If Obama is a two-term president, absolutely, you're 100% correct, everyone who's concerned about what the makeup of the court will be, because by then, for sure, there would be changes, I would think. And if you look at it from that point of view, yes, then you'll see the flip from 5 to 4, and it'll go in the complete opposite direction. And there will be a lot of things that could go in could be overturned, but especially gun rights are rescinded. Gun rights would be the key thing that would change, because you have Sonia Sotomayor, who gets in there in 2009, and if you've got Kagan, who gets there in 2010, which she will. And if the Republicans are afraid to shut her down because she's a woman, shame on them, then they should not be in office. If it's not about what they're about, that's where the label counts, then shame on them for being cowards, because that if they don't agree and don't like the choice, absolutely, there's no reason that she should be confirmed. But remember the makeup of the panel. And I think the makeup of the panel will show, and based on the comments already that we've heard, that she'll go through this. She will sail through this. And she can talk about being impartial all she wants, but there's no question when you look at the background, that's what I'm saying, there's no question that it changes. And there is politics involved here, both on the conservative side and the liberal side. That's why people who are extremely liberal hate the makeup of the Supreme Court, hate the whole idea of John Roberts and Justice Alito and so on and so forth. And that's why they didn't like the Bush years, and vice versa now with Obama. So where is the impartiality? Where is justice is blind? That's not really true. It's about getting your people and your ideology on that bench. That's what it's about. So we'll see. Speaking of politics, I have to get into this because this was just too much to ignore. Al Gore, the guy who invented the Internet. Didn't he say he invented the Internet? Yeah, he did. So Al Gore is all over the place because of this crazy masseuse thing. Once it's on the National Enquirer, we know it's true, right? They just won a big award for breaking up the story about John Edwards, who wanted to be president and thought he still could be president, even though he pulled the wool over the eyes of so many people who were pouring money into his campaign. So on the National Enquirer, the headline says, Al Gore sex attack. And a massage therapist claims he abused her in a hotel room. So is this about somebody who wants money, somebody who's going after Al Gore, or is it real? I'm going to let you listen to just a few minutes of this, and you decide whether you think this woman, and I guess it's because I'm about voices, sometimes I think it can really come through. In fact, I'd say 95% of the time I can tell when someone's being sincere or not. So let's roll that tape, Matt.
He really complained that I was not doing what he wanted, for him to show me exactly what he wanted me to do, such as wear a massage. I said, well, why don't you show me? Because I thought, this is too nuts. He grabbed my right hand hard, shoved it down under the sheet to his pubic hair area, my fingers brushing against his pubic, and firmly planted my hand on his pubic crest region and said to me, there, in a very sharp, loud, angry-sounding tone. This is all happening really fast, as you can imagine. Further yet into shock from both his demand and his angry, intimidating behavior, I subtly and slowly slid my hand up away from the area and told him it would be a counterproductive massage technique, as he had said that he'd wanted to unwind from stress and relax, and that it would get him too awake, I said euphemistically and diplomatically. I felt like I was dancing on the edge of a razor. He angrily raged in accusatory and threatening confrontational tone. He bellowed at me. Just scared the shit out of me. I mean, I...
All right, so did you hear that and what she had to say? What do you think? Fair or foul? I mean, whether or not you can't stand Al Gore and you think he's phony and phonier than a $2 bill or whatever, it's not about that. I'm just curious as to whether or not you think this woman is telling the truth, or she's just an opportunist, and it was easy to jump on this whole Al Gore thing because he's separated from Tipper Gore, and now having this come out and be viewed by the public or listened to by the public you know, hey, this is the time to go after him. I mean, why not make millions of dollars at the expense of, you know, somebody like somebody famous like Al Gore, whether it's an athlete or whether it's a politician or whatever. Or is he just a sleazy politician like John Edwards? And he never came off that way, but yet there was something more to the story. What do you think, Matt?
It sounds like she's kind of trying to take advantage of the situation.
So you think she's probably exaggerating. You're saying, I'm going to say Al Gore was kind of the innocent of this.
Right. I know. Just the way she talks about it, I don't know. It just sounds very unnatural. Just her story.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I this is interesting.
The way she describes it.
The way she describes it is, she describes it like a masseuse, though.
But
and
I understand that, but I'm just talking about, like, the way, like, just the words flowing from her mouth.
Right.
Is what I'm talking about. Not, like, the description of the actions, but just the way she talks about it, it just seems like she's kind of making it up as it goes along.
I don't know. I know that they had this tape for a while, so the tape itself wasn't, that came out, you know, that was something that they had in Oregon for a while. And there's something about this, like, Tipper left for some reason. Hotel maids, other people, I mean, was he just as pure as the driven snow? Which I don't care what he did, but was this one of those cases where he went too far and he decided to use his celebrity when he was supposedly getting a rub down, which therein lies the problem anyway. You're going to this Oregon masseuse. Okay, now, he was at a nice hotel. He was at a resort hotel where he's probably thinking he's okay, I guess. And the executive editor of the National Enquirer says that the Oregon masseuse who made the sexual assault allegations, because they're not proven against Al Gore, asked the tabloid for $1 million, but they didn't pay her or anyone else when they reported the story. So maybe Matt's right. Maybe she was just an opportunist and decided to blow this up, or maybe she was complicit in the whole thing and now she's going back and trying to grab some attention and seeing what she can get out of it. Money has to be something here, because if she really was sexually violated, if there really was, you know, some kind of sexual assault, even though you could get the money, why would she ask the National Enquirer for $1 million, knowing, as everyone in America does, oh, when you sell a story like that, you can get some big bucks? So I think that part of it is much ado about nothing. Do I think politicians, that anything can happen? I could believe almost anything you would put in front of me at this point. But she waited 4 years to go public. And that was only after the Rag, the Enquirer, turned her story down. So if the National Enquirer doesn't think that you're telling the truth, I don't know. That could make me question the story a tad. I think there's more to the Al Gore divorce scenario or separation deal, but I don't know if it lies with this masseuse in Oregon. Coming up, We Can Count.
Storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our club
clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Of We Can Count here on ATN, this version of it anyway. And it includes this. CIA Director Leon Panetta says there might be fewer than 50 Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. Well, I would think that'd be reason to celebrate. How many have we snuffed out and sizzled? Apparently, quite a few. I know that we were talking about this at one point. Truly, the word on the street is there's more Taliban than Al-Qaeda fighters. So 50, fewer than 50, in a terrorist network that are operating from the western tribal region of Pakistan, it is good news. That means something is working. Oh, those horrible drones, probably. So about 98,000 troops will be in Afghanistan by fall. My question is, what does it mean? What does all this mean for the future of the mission in Afghanistan? What is the key to success? And the key to success and figuring out if the right thing happened is if the Afghanistan people can stand on their own 2 feet and have their own army and police force and maintain some kind of stability. So that's a pretty easy one to knock down. If you remember in our last show, General Joseph Bloitz told reporters in Kabul that the worries are unwarranted with the military and there isn't a problem with the military and they're not concerned about the McChrystal situation, that they think it's going to be a smooth transition and they're not going to meet a beat in their operations to expand security in Afghanistan. Well, then that's good news, one would hope. The top American military man, Admiral Mike Mullen, flew to Afghanistan just a couple of days ago, by the way, to assure Karzai, the president of that nation, that General Petraeus would pursue the policies of his predecessor, including reducing collateral damage in human casualties and the civilian casualties, which really rocked the vote a couple of times, and that had to do with drones that were a little bit off course for the most part. For the most part, it did. All right, we continue to roll through. We can count. And this was big news, certainly, in Washington. The longest-serving member of Congress dead at 92 years old. 92, you got to say, that's a long time to live. And I know I've already mentioned this. A lot of what Senator Byrd voted for wouldn't be the way I would have gone. But I give him credit for the fact that he was there. He was there more than anyone. He was there for the votes over and over and over again. He held his seat for 50 years. And even when he was sick, it seemed like the guy was being wheeled out or he was showing up. So at that point, you know, you gotta give him credit for that. And he did do a lot to help at times during his administration, I'll say, because when he was part of the Senate, he did move mountains to help the people of West Virginia when there were cases when they needed it desperately, desperately. So what's interesting is Byrd's term was set to end January 3rd, 2013. That means West Virginia Governor Joe Manchin will have to make an appointment. He'll appoint Byrd's replacement for a declared vacancy of more than 2 years and 6 months before that term. And the appointee serves until an election is held to fill the seat. So you got to think, Democrat, and you have to wonder ultimately who steps into that position and what kind of an effect it will have on the financial reform vote, because the Democrats are just a little bit short on that. And whoever it is, you can bet it's going to be much different than, I think, the Scott Brown situation. I think you're going to get someone in that would go the way that Byrd would go. And then maybe, I don't think it would be a special election. The person will be appointed, they'll be there, and then there'll be another election chance in a couple of years. But that's a long time to jump into that position. Greed is good. That's what Gordon Gekko said, if you remember, from Wall Street way back in the 80s. Now there's Wall Street 2. Check out this entertainment story that I happened to fall across in, I don't know, the New York Times or something I was reading. Michael Douglas's ex-wife, Deandra, wants half of his Wall Street 2 money. It seems that in their divorce, there was had something to do with movies that he would make and if there would be sequels, and she could get the money from the sequels if something was made from Wall Street or anything else that he had done. She got $45 million in the divorce straight up, and now she wants some of that money from Wall Street, which I don't know how much she got paid for it. You've probably seen a few of the trailers. It's supposed to come out either the end of the summer or early fall, and there is a lot of buzz around the movie, probably just because of what's happening in the financial world. But it brings up that question. It begs the question. How much is too much? Even if the guy's got a lot of dough and you still are that woman who is scorned, because when she was married to him, he allegedly had that sex addiction. And then he moved on to Catherine Zeta-Jones eventually and has been married to her for however long it is, and they have two kids. So she may feel a little bit jilted, and they have a son who got into serious trouble with drugs and is serving time, Cameron, in jail right now. Okay, let's continue on the path of We Can Count. I mentioned Byrd, 92. How about this one? You have the GE CEO who collapsed at an event, and I thought, oh, how old is he? at an event with the vice president. Do you think he was just bored to tears, or what do you think happened there? It had to be shocking for the people who were in the audience, because there was a lot of people that were listening to the Veep speak, and all of a sudden this guy just keels over. And he's not in his 90s. In fact, he's much younger than that. There were steamy conditions apparently in the room, and there were about 400 people or so listening to the VP speak. So right away, the vice president, who was in the middle of his thought, stopped and said, "Do we have a doctor here?" so that they could treat him. But he was treated and released, and apparently it was just the heat in the room. So you had all those people that created that when you have like 500 in this small, tiny room, and that's what tends to happen. I'm surprised nobody caught on. We might be cramming too many people here in this tiny little box. We might want to move to a bigger facility if that many people want to come and hear Joe Biden speak. I don't know. I didn't know they sent him out or let him go and speak anywhere at this stage of the game anymore. So it just figures that, doesn't it, that somebody would actually pass out during the speech. Hey, the World Cup is still going on. Did you know that? With the high ratings in the U.S., I wonder how many people are still tuned in to watch what the action is now. And I have to admit, I'm taping a little bit of it. I want to see some of it, but I don't have the passion for it since the U.S. is eliminated from it. But the Netherlands got rid of Slovakia. 2-1 was the score. So the Netherlands reaches the final 8. And that's a very, very big deal for them. It was a pretty difficult match, apparently. I only saw a couple of slices, actually, of the match. But it came down to the wire, and that's huge for the Netherlands to go that far. Matt, are you still watching the World Cup, or have you said, nah, I'm not interested?
I am still watching, so we'll see how it goes. A couple of the big dogs have been knocked out, but I think there's some good matches still to come yet. Brazil, Portugal should be really good.
That's tomorrow.
Yep.
Yeah. That one should be good. That's an early morning one. I would actually be interested in that one as well. If you're keeping score, you'll have to let us know. I'm curious how many people are even tuned in to World Cup action.